Hello, Keeley's Camp community. My name is Bibi Hall. I'm a Keeley's Camp coach and the marketing manager. I'm also lucky enough to be a Keeley's Camp alumna, having attended several race and backcountry camps growing up. I'm based here in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and I am so excited to be joined here today by Macy St. Cyr. Macy, do you want to tell us a little bit about who you are?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you, Bibi. As Bibi mentioned, my name is Macy St. Cyr. I grew up skiing at Big Sky, Montana, and then I decided to ski in college at Plymouth State University. And now I'm a coach at the Jackson Hole Ski Club for the U16s. Growing up, I loved Keeley's Camp, and I went from when I was 11 until I was 18, and then I became a coach, and now I coach for Keeley's Camp.
So tell us a little bit about what camps you attended and which one was the most meaningful to you, if there's one that stands out.
Oh, that's hard, because I went to I went to the race one and I went to the backcountry camps, and one of the backcountry camps was in Iceland. And honestly, although I did learn so much at the race camps and they like made me who I was as a racer and honestly as an athlete, but the backcountry camp in Iceland just taught me a lot about the community of skiing in general and how you can go anywhere and everywhere. And if you find people that are in that community, it's always a great time. And I learned so much about like traveling and just being in that like kind of culture was super. I was only 15, so it was a lot to take in. And it was really cool when I got home, like to process all of the really cool adventures that I got to be a part of on that trip. So yeah. I would say that was definitely probably the most meaningful one, even though the race camps in Mount Hood that I attended definitely made me who I was as an athlete and as a racer.
Yeah, that makes sense. Macy and I had the pleasure of actually going to Iceland together, which is very fun. And now we are coaching together, and I feel like our Iceland crew has remained friends, which has been a really fun
That's honestly the best part about Keeley's Camp, in my opinion, is all of the people that I've met throughout the years I've stayed in contact with. Like, because you show up, you know, first week and you know, like, maybe one person on the first day, and then at the end of the week you're all best friends and you leave and you like swap contacts. And then, I mean, you know that Tate and Abby, they came and like surprised me randomly at school one year, and I was like, oh my god, this is crazy.
Yeah, now we all coach, which
We all coach together. It's so fun.
Tell us a little bit about your path to becoming a coach and what the coach intern experience was like for you at Keeley's Camp.
So I always knew that I wanted to become a coach, like watching all the coaches and just the camaraderie and the way that you just put so much meaning into like young girls and their, what it means for them to be in the sport. And so watching the coaches as an athlete, I was like, yeah, I want to be a part of that. That's so cool. But then when I was a coach intern, it really made me realize, like, the hard work that goes behind it, which I didn't, like, I knew it was hard work, but I didn't really know the extent of it. But then it honestly made it way more meaningful, because then, you know, you work super hard, and then you hear the girls be like, oh, are you coming back next year? And you're like, oh my God, like, yes, okay, I will come back next year. So it just, it feels really cool to have, like, that impact on the kids.
How has your transition been into coaching boys this year?
That was my biggest, not fear, but definitely like a little bit of a worry, because up until this point I had only coached girls.
That's so cool.
I know, which like I feel like not many people can say that. Like, I've only been a coach for females as a female coach. I feel like that's pretty cool. And so then now moving into being a coach for the Jackson Hole Ski Club, the U16 crew actually, there's only 5 girls and there's like 11 boys. So the boys definitely outweigh the girls. But now that I'm, you know, I've been in it for a few months, I find things that I do like about coaching boys more than girls. I mean, I do like, obviously, coaching females more than as coaching boys for a female athlete and for a female coach. But I had to change my approach a lot, because I feel like girls are definitely more in touch with certain, like, mechanics and aspects of skiing and like with their bodies and like understanding more of that, whereas guys are kind of more to the point, I guess. Yeah. And so I kind of had to adjust my coaching approach in terms of,
that's interesting,
like how to deliver what I definitely like. Okay, I'm seeing what you're doing. How do I deliver it in a way that you're going to understand, versus a girl? I just feel like it's easier for me to deliver that message and that information. Yeah. Whereas for boys, I kind of had to change my delivery a little bit. But now that I've been in it for a little bit, I've been able to pinpoint the differences, yeah. And it's a lot easier now.
That's cool. Yeah. Do you feel like without your Achilles camp coaching experience, you would have ended up as the U16 coach?
Definitely not. I was actually so surprised when I was talking with Kristen Waddle, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm really interested. And she was like, yeah, I think the U16s would be like a really great fit for you. And I was kind of shocked because I feel like as a new coach, when you come in, you're kind of put in the younger group to see how you do and see what your skill level is with delivering feedback and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And so when she, you know, said that I'd be good for the U16s, I was kind of shocked. I was like, wait, whoa, so you think I'm ready for that? Okay, that's great. And I mean, honestly, it wouldn't have been if I hadn't been a coach for Keeley's, because I just feel like the coaches that you coach with at Keeley's or like the best in the business, in my opinion. Yeah. And I learned so much about like every aspect of it, like the course setting, the drilling, like salting, just the aspects of, you know, when is the right time to say certain things? When is it, you know, okay, they should figure it out on their own kind of thing. Just all the different ins and outs of it. I learned mm-hmm. so much from that.
And in an environment where you're like, very supported and exactly. not gonna get in trouble yeah. for doing something wrong.
Or it's very like trial and error.
Yeah, like which has been very unique to Keeley's camp for me versus my coaching agreed. Experiences in other more male dominated spaces.
Right, like you just always feel like there's support, and if you mess up, you're not like, oh my god, what am I gonna
yeah,
do?
Yeah, you're
like
learning something from it rather than exactly. it being penalized.
Exactly, and it's kind of fun because like, you know, when you do mess up, obviously they're not like happy about it, but sometimes it's like a joking thing. Yeah. Like, oh, really? Oh, like, yeah. Come on. It's kind of like, it makes it like more lighthearted and fun to be a part of and not yeah. as like a stressful environment, totally. Which is great.
What's your favorite memory or story as a coach at Keeley's camp?
Oh, as a coach or an athlete?
As a coach.
As a
and
coach.
And then tell us the athlete.
After. Okay. Okay. Let's see here. As a coach, so hard.
Tell us a few.
Okay, so one of them was definitely probably my first, when it was a first year of actual coaching, not just as an intern. And one of the girls at the end of the week was like, are you coming back next summer? And I was like, I don't know, like maybe, but I might do something else or blah, 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 because I didn't know like where I was going to be at. And she was like, well, please, like, because this last week I've just had so much fun and I've learned so much and it's meant so much to me. And, like, it touched my heart so much to hear, like, a little girl say that. Because, you know, like, you think that you're doing something and that you're making an impact. But then to hear that response and that validation that you actually are making an impact really hit me. I was like, that's just so fun. But like a fun memory, I love when we go rafting. I just think it's so much fun to see the girls like in a different environment, because you only see them like, you know, at dry land and on the hill. So in a different environment, you see like kind of who they are more as a person, and you get to like talk with them more because it's just you guys on the raft in the river. And just seeing all the kids like laughing and having fun, and some of them get really, really scared, and you're like, no, it's okay. And just those memories over the years are probably the best.
Yeah.
But in terms of being an athlete, I have two. I have one when we were doing the waterfall hike, and I fell hard. Like, I face planted because we were running. And we were running up, and I had a stick lodged in my hand, and I was at the top.
Oh my gosh.
And Keeley came up to me. And she was like, oh my God, Macy, like, what did you do? And I was like, I fell. I don't know what to do. And she full on went like Dr. Keeley and pulled the stick out and was like spraying it with this disinfect spray. I'm screaming. She's like kind of laughing, but also screaming at the same time. We were both like, I don't know. We both felt like stressed, I guess, because we were like, oh my God, what are we going to do?
I feel like everyone gets injured on that hike.
Yes, it's so common because it's kind of sketchy at some points if you're not like fully have your wits about you, but it's still so beautiful and so fun. But it was just, I feel like that was the first time that Keeley and I like ever, like we like both kind of made that eye contact look where we're like, what should we do this? But yeah, that was pretty fun. And then honestly, I fell out of the raft one year when we were rafting.
Oh, that's memorable.
And that was So funny, because I came out of the water because I took a tea grip to the face, and so my mouth was bleeding, and I came out of the water and everyone's staring at me like, oh my god, and like everyone's freaking out. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I didn't know that my mouth was bleeding, and so I was like Navy SEAL swimming to the raft trying to get there as fast as I could, and then everybody's freaking out like, oh my god, are your teeth okay? Like, is everything okay? And I was like, what is everybody freaking out about? Like, I'm fine. And then I touched my mouth and it was just like gushing
with blood.
And I was like, oh boy. But it taught me a lot, because I'm not someone who's like super comfortable in the river.
Yeah.
And like Keely is someone who's super comfortable in the river. So like being around that and being put in that environment, I just learned a lot. And it was a pretty funny memory, but also like a pretty good memory in terms of like, I feel way more comfortable in the river, because I know, like, okay, if you fall out, you know, it's not the end of the world.
That's kind of funny that both of your favorite memories from being camper were moments that maybe in the moment weren't not
yeah,
fun,
exactly.
But afterwards, you felt like you learned something from them.
Yeah, because they just, cool. I don't know, they taught me a lot, because I had so many, obviously, like, so much fun memories of me and my friends, like, playing in the woods and just like adventuring out in Gubby and like having so much fun. But
I like that none of these are on snow.
I know, because I mean, on snow, like, it's the same, you know, like you're training, you're having fun, it's
yeah.
good, but like I was always used to the on snow part.
It's
right?
Almost the other parts of Keely's camp that
yeah.
leave such a lasting mark of just being in this community of
exactly
female skiers out, you know, and you're spending time with so many other girls and women.
Yeah, it's the other aspects of it that like bring it full circle all together, because
totally.
We're all used to, you know, the different ins and outs of being on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And training and being in that environment, we're all super used to that. We all
yeah.
know what that looks like and what that feels like. But then when you add in the other parts of, like, you know, having dinner together, breakfast together, like doing dry land, having like all this opportunity to go have fun with your friends, like just rambunctious, adventurous, like in the woods, then it just adds to it and it gives you more of a perspective of like the camp as a whole.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. What is your advice for the next generation of female skiers?
Ooh. This one might sound bad, but don't take it too seriously. Because I did that as a kid,
yeah.
and I feel like it ruined a lot of the fun of it for me. Because I hit this point where, you know, like as a kid, you're doing it and you're having so much fun. And that's why you do it, because you're with your friends and you're having fun. And it's just kind of your winter activity sport that's what you do. And then you hit a point where you're like, oh, okay, I'm kind of getting better. And then you get that competitive drive in you, which I'm not trying to shut that down at all. I love that competitive drive. That's what's needed, right? But there's a little bit of a shift from that competitive drive to then, you know, taking it a little bit too seriously and putting too much pressure on yourself and being hard on yourself. And that takes away from why you do it in the first place.
Yeah.
And I, like, spent a lot of years, like, if I could go back, that is something I would change, is how much pressure I put on myself and how seriously I took it. Because there
yeah.
is a point where you need to take it like somewhat seriously if you want to get to a certain level. But it has to be a nice balance of still having so much fun and seeing the light of it versus just, you know, being too hard on yourself and being too serious about it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Macy.
Yeah, of
Macy
course.
And I will both be on Mount Hood for all 5 sessions this summer, and we can't see,
yes.
wait to see all of you that are listening and planning to be there. So,
woohoo!
Yay, thanks.
Go Keely's Camp!
Woohoo!